So let's go down to Arlington and bring in Alex Pavlovich of CSN Bay Area. Alex, good morning.
Hey, Marty. How you doing?
We're doing great. What's the first question? Of course, you know, I'm over 50, so I say, what's the weather like?
I haven't officially been outside yet, so I can tell you that my hotel is air-conditioned and my room is about 62 degrees. I think it's probably 100 because it's 100 every day here, but I can't give you a full report yet.
All right. Well, tell us about last night's game and just the mood in the clubhouse. You tweeted afterwards, just when I was on the air, that the team itself thought that one was significant last night. It's only one of 162, but they kind of got into it.
Yeah, you know, to me, it reminded me of that game in San Diego last year where Morse homered and then Belt homered. And I think they won that one in 10 innings or maybe 11 innings. Just one of those nights where you got that feeling again from these guys that they're just resilient. And it's just a group that never feels like it's out of a game and never feels like it's over until that 27th out. And I think we saw that last night. And for me, this is the best lineup I've covered in 4 years with these guys. So if they can just hold you and hold you to a certain number of runs, they're going to be right in the game. I think last night was just another night that bolstered that for them. And as far as the magnitude of this win, it's a really tough road trip. It's the toughest one of the year. It's hot. It's sweaty. Some teams are going to play that can really beat you in different ways. And certainly finishing up in Chicago is going to be difficult. So they didn't want to start this 0-2, and they really didn't want to go 0-2 and have Mike Leake go out there in his debut and feel like he had to avoid a sweep. So I think you add it all up. That's kind of why they felt it was a huge win.
Boy, very good. Alex Pavlovich, CSN Bay Area. Did you get a chance to talk to Mike Leake and give me your impressions of him?
I did. You know, the first impression is I was surprised by how small he is. And it was something that even a couple other guys, Tim Hudson, joked about that. I mean, the Giants have gotten by with a few right-handers who aren't necessarily your prototypical size. And he, again, he's right there with Hudson and Lincecum. But a guy who was shocked that he was here but is excited to be here, and certainly somebody who the thing that stood out to me is I asked him about his last four starts in Cincinnati where he gave up two runs in 30 innings, and he made it pretty clear that he was trying to pitch his way out of there, and he was trying to pitch well so that somebody would come and get him and put him in a race. So I think this is a guy who's competitive, a guy who wants to be out there, in a tight race, and certainly he's gotten himself into one.
Boy, how about Hunter Pence? And, Alex, the notes are out. The Matt Chisholm sent them to me already, and you'll see him when you get there. Giants are 27-9 when he's in the starting lineup and 30-47 when he's not, 17-2 when he has at least one RBI. The Giants have won their last nine games in which he's recorded at least one or more RBIs. How about this guy? I'm telling you, Alex, we watch this all year long. In Cincinnati, when he came back, this team looked different, and they looked different with him.
Yeah, you know, first of all, it's the energy he brings, and he brings it every single night, and it's the same energy every single night and every single inning. So I think that helps. But beyond that, I mean, we're just looking at a guy who, talent-wise, is one of the best in the league. And you look at his numbers, obviously this year his numbers at the end are going to be down because he missed 66 games. But I think you look at what he's on pace for and really is on pace to have one of its best years if you kind of, you know, take it over 162 games. So he was hurt by missing time, but hasn't skipped a beat at all since he came back. And I think, again, it just shows you how talented he is. And last night, the one thing that stood out to me, he was talking about how he started lifting weights at 17 and never really stopped. That I think he's bigger and stronger than he's ever been. And, I think he's just poised for the final 2 months here to really kind of help carry him.
Yeah, he looks like Superman. I mean, honestly, the pitch was up, and he said, oh, yeah, you want to put it there? Goodbye. And really just crushed it. You saw it right off the bat, no question, right out.
Yeah, I mean, that was one. There were a couple other ones here we've seen in the last couple of days that kind of just snuck over the wall. But that one, I actually thought it was going to go deeper into the seats, and it ultimately did.
You think we'll see a little different lineup with Aoki back in that leadoff spot? I assume he will be eventually. When will that happen?
I think that's coming. I think, you know, we'll probably see at some point, possibly today, Angel Pagan get a rest day, and I would think after that day we might see a permanent swap and see Aoki go back to the top. He did seem like he found his swing the other night on Friday. It seemed like he was kind of getting back to the way he was before he got hurt. So once he gets there, I don't think there's any reason to have him down in the lineup.
Boy, the other part of last night, and I know you got to run, we'll take another minute with you here, was Cole Hamels. The place must have been electric. I mean, then when he went off at the end of in the eighth inning, it was a big ovation. And, of course, as soon as you say the words, Tanner Scheppers, good things happen to the – I'm telling you, I've seen this all year long. I said it in the studio. I said, Tanner Scheppers, this game is over. So, but Hamill's got a nice ovation. What do you think of him?
Well, first, going back to Sheppers, we were joking every time the next guy came in, and especially once Dyson came in, and we saw the stuff Sam Dyson had. I think it was like, why didn't they use this guy? Why did they use Sheppers? That was a mistake to me. From Texas' side, the Giants will certainly take it. They were happy it happened. Back to Hamels, it was cool. I'm somebody who's always big on going for it. I like teams that try to put people in the seats and then try to make their fans happy. I think that's what we're all here for. And they said they sold about 9,000 tickets after they made that Hamels deal. And it was a big crowd last night. He pitched well. He has good stuff. He pitched well. I know the line for him, he gave up 5 runs ultimately. But this is a guy who's going to be a huge help for them. I think you look at next year with Darvish and Hamels, and they're going to be dangerous. So for me, it was cool to see. I always like teams that do that. You have other teams like San Diego that I don't quite know what they're doing, but they decided to go for it here and decided to kind of try to build something. And last night, the standing ovation, the ovation he got when he was warming up and when we took the mound for the first time, those things are always cool. And it was cool to see a fan base. I mean, they had more than 40,000 people here last night. So definitely energized them. They're not going anywhere this year probably, but you look at next year and this is a team to remember.
Yeah, it was a good night. It was a good baseball night. All right, one more thought for you. Hector Sanchez. How about the throw he made to third? Hector Sanchez, Alex, I'm going to ask you, doesn't he look better? Does he look more aggressive beyond the plate and even on the mound when he goes out to talk to the pitchers and at the dish?
He looks much better. And let's keep in mind, this is a guy that guys have always liked throwing to. So that hasn't necessarily been the issue. I think there's been concentration problems at times and problems behind the plate with blocking balls. But in terms of being a guy who goes out there and takes care of his pitcher and kind of pumps him up, he's always been good at that. So that's never changed. I do think, we saw with Cusack earlier this year, sometimes you get sent down and you end up in AAA, and that can be a wake-up call for guys. So I think that probably helped him a little bit. And aside from that, he's healthy, and so he's able to go out there and do what he wants. And last night, that was a huge play. I mean, that was a game-changing play. And the thing that stood out to me was I asked Chris Hessen about this. Matt Duffy went over and talked to Hessen a couple pitches before that and just kind of pointed out, look, Andrus is jumping off pretty far, and we're going to keep an eye on him. And he just said, kind of keep an eye on him, make sure he doesn't get too far off the base. Which Hessen said, I had nothing to do with that out ultimately. But it does kind of show you Matt Duffy, a young player, Hector Sanchez, a young player. They're very aware of what's going on. They have good baseball minds, and it paid off.
Very nice. Alex, thanks for taking the time. Drink a lot of water, and we'll talk to you again. Thanks, Alex.
I already have. All right, thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Alex Pavlovich. Very nice of him to come on this morning, CSN Bay Area.